Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. The Greens have rejected claims they are spreading misinformation over the war in Gaza to gain support for their cause. Both Labor and the Coalition have accused the party of inflaming tensions and condoning vandalism and other acts in local Mideast protests. Greens leader Adam Band says his party has never encouraged any form of violence. He's threatened to sue Attorney General Mark Dreyfus.
My lawyers have written to the Attorney General regarding what I consider to be defamatory statements he made about me and the Greens yesterday. I think that the first law officer of this country should not make utterly unfounded statements and spread disinformation. No politician should do that. I would prefer not to have to pursue these matters legally. And I hope the attorney will respond in a proper way.
Social media giant X has hailed the Australian Internet Watchdog's decision to drop a court battle over graphic church-stabbing videos. X's Global Government Affairs account says it is a win for freedom of speech. The eSafety Commissioner took X to federal court over clips of Bishop Ma Murray Emmanuel being stabbed during a live-streamed sermon on April 15, something which remained on the platform for Australian users to see. Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says she is continuing instead with action in the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has issued an historic apology to the state's LGBTIQ plus community. He has said sorry for those convicted when homosexual acts were criminal offences. Advocates have said the apology is long overdue because every other state in Australia had apologised by 2017. Victoria was the first state to do so. The Northern Territory government has decided to ban future mining at one of Australia's most controversial uranium deposits. It has declared special reserve status over Jabiluka in the surrounds of Kakadu National Park. The decision has been welcomed by the Mirra people, but they say more needs to be done.
Now that people want to finally listen, I'm very relieved and happy, especially with the old people that's still around with us. You know, I guess words can't describe their feelings. It's just, they're just really happy.
It's been confirmed that coronary heart disease remains the most common underlying cause of death in Australia. That's according to a new Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report. The Institute says dementia is the second biggest killer, but the report has also suggested our mortality can be a complicated question because 4 in 5 deaths actually involve more than one cause. At least 4 people have been killed and dozens more injured in a collision between 2 trains in the Czech Republic. The crash has taken place between a passenger service and a freight train in Pardubice, part of the country's main rail corridor, from Prague to the east. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he recognises Australians are under pressure. The quarterly national accounts show Australia's economy is weak, but Dr. Chalmers has maintained there's no recession on the horizon, and the figures have told him what is already clear.
We didn't need the national accounts to tell us that people are under the pump, but that was very clear in the national accounts, whether it's the household savings ratio, the longer-term weakness in consumption, the focus on essentials, the fact that mortgages are eating up a bigger proportion of people's household budget. All of that tells us what we already knew, which is people are under the pump. That's why the budget strategy is so important in the context of an economy which is barely growing and people who are under pressure.
Australia's role in the D-Day landings of World War II is being commemorated today, 80 years on. Governor-General David Hurley and his wife are representing Australia at events in France and the United Kingdom. Some 3,200 Australian personnel were part of the landings in France on June 6, 1944, with at least 14 Australians killed on D-Day and hundreds more throughout the subsequent campaign. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.